Speaking of nom, much news, Lindsay.
Yeah, so Olive Garden did their unlimited pasta thing where you buy a pass and then you can get unlimited pasta.
Yeah.
Costs $100. Sold out within like a minute. 21,000 passes sold out completely. Oh. And now people are selling them on eBay for $4,500. It's pasta. It's like if you go to the store, you can buy a box of spaghetti for under a buck.
It's just for status, Lens.
I think it is.
Know, that you can whip out that laminate and be like, bam.
Bam, I got the unlimited.
I have the pasta black card.
I know.
Are you sure that's the way it said? It's more like, I got the pasta black card. You just dump that marinara sauce down my throat.
You get whatever you want.
Hey, man. Hey, I wasn't done. Bring that steam tray back here.
You know what? I actually think I'm going to go for another round.
So, Fook, you don't think it's possible to get $4,500 worth of pasta out of the
pass? I think it's impossible.
Impossible!
That's right. I do. I don't think it's worth it. But I like that. I don't know why they have to have a set number of passes. I mean, we're not running out of pasta, as Lindsay mentioned.
Well, they might be if people are this hungry for the pasta. Like, I mean, I guess it could actually be a problem. So they do have to have a set number.
All right.
That's exactly what's going
on
here.
Mr. Macaroni, step up on your game. We need more of the pasta.
Mr. Macaroni.
Dusty, tell us about the great big news about Cup of Noodles.
Yes. No longer Cup of Noodles, just going to be Cup Noodles. And Nissin Foods, the company that makes them, said they've listened to their customers and reduced sodium, removed added MSG, and they're ditching artificial flavors. They're taking out all the crap.
All that was in the of?
That was the of. The of encompassed it all.
Didn't they just sort of make it more like an ethnic slur to call it cup noodle?
Cup noodles.
I hate.
Wait, did we say that in Italian accent?
Cup noodle.
Well, it's noodles.
Now you eat your cup noodles.
Cup noodle.
I don't know the preposition for it. You just eat your cup noodle.
These still aren't going to be healthy, though, because the noodles themselves are usually fried and then dried.
I just hate...
Dude, it's literally 90% of your diet from what I see you eat.
He loves his noodles. It's cute.
I love noodles.
I hate when companies do this when they're like, you know what? We're actually taking out all the crap that we had in it before, because then it makes you aware that before... That's what they were okay with giving you. And then all of a sudden, you don't want to.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't want to support you.
Well, and they're saying that the flavor's not going to change. And if that's the case, then why didn't they do that before?
Exactly. Because it was cheaper and easier for them to do it before.
What else in Nam? Pizza Hut is creating a new grilled cheese stuffed crust. Okay, that's awesome.
That's like something that I'm surprised is just now happening in 2016.
There was a recipe in People magazine saying that apples should be used as an ingredient in guacamole.
Okay, that's a travesty.
Do we have a People magazine right here, right now, that I can rip in half?
Burn.
How dare you?
And burn.
How dare you? You picked up raw chicken, and then you put apples in your guacamole, and then you performed eye surgery? You should be ashamed of yourself.
This is gross. I don't even think that sounds good. I think big chunks of tomatoes, when the tomatoes are nice, sound delicious in guacamole.
I'm open to trying it.